This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Cedarside. Cedarside's original 100% organic insect spray kills bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and more, but is completely safe for your home, pets, and family. Go to cedarside.com, use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for free shipping, or call 800-842-1464 and mention you heard it here. Welcome to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and today we're going to take a look at something that I think is very apropos because our kids are going back to school soon, and moms and dads are dreading the outbreak of respiratory infections that inevitably ensues when kids go back to crowded classrooms and everybody's sneezing, wheezing, picking their nose, and then it comes home. And then it gets colder, and then the whole family gets sick. So we're going to talk about respiratory health with one of the foremost integrated pediatricians in the country. He's Dr. William Sears. He's known to many of you because of his numerous books. He's written 43 books on family health and healthy aging, including his upcoming book, Sweet Health, which we're going to talk a little bit about. He's co-founder of the Dr. Sears Wellness Institute and the popular website AskDrSears.com. And he lives and practices in Dana Point, California. And he has the privilege of practicing with three of his eight children. You know, you're either great in terms of time management, or you're a nut for punishment.
Well, thank you for that kind introduction, Dr. Hoffman. It's funny. The local joke is it takes three of the younger Dr. Searses to do the same job the older Dr. Sears does.
Well, there you go. Well, certainly you were a trailblazer in this field, and you've written some fantastic books on the subject of children's health. But today our focus is on the airway, and yes, in particular how to maintain a healthy airway. So take it away, Dr. Sears.
Yes, well, the airway, Ron, begins with the mouth. And in fact, oral health is one of the most important yet overlooked parts of the body. And one of the newest discoveries is that preventive medicine begins in the mouth, that the health of a person's teeth and gums can affect the health of the whole body, and especially when it comes to the connection between gum disease and heart disease. There's actually a new term for that. Cardiologists and periodontists got together and coined the term periocardial relationship, simply meaning the health of the gums determine the health of the heart. So this is why one of the first examinations a heart doctor will do is examination of your mouth for inflammation.
And so the gums in many of the patients that I see are really well on their way towards erosion, damage. And so what are some of the ways that we can halt that progress?
Well, one is the choice of a sweetener. Now, the reason is the bacteria, the oral bacteria in your mouth, and we all have trillions of tiny little microbes, little germs that live in the mouth. And in return for a nice warm place to live and free food, some of these bacteria actually do good things for us. They're the medical term is microbiome, meaning that they populate the oral cavity and the gut, and in return, they make vitamins, minerals, fatty acids, a lot of nutrients we need. But they're also bad bacteria, and those are the ones that cause gum inflammation. So the first step in health that begins in the mouth is choose the healthiest sweetener. That's the key. That's why our newest book called Sweet Health, choose the best sweetener. And as a doctor with a sweet tooth, I wanted a sugar that not only tasted good in my mouth, but behaved healthfully in my body. So there really are four criteria for choosing the best sweetener for overall health. First of all, it needs to be made by Dr. Mother Nature, not formulated in a chemistry lab. And that's why I choose one that's naturally present in food. Secondly, it has to be healthy for the teeth. And next, it needs to be slowly absorbed. That's the key. Avoid spikes. Avoid sugar spikes are the medical keys. You don't want a sugar that goes into your bloodstream too fast because it spikes. And spikes cause inflammation. And finally, it has to be supported by science. I'm a show-me-the-science type of doctor. I won't put anything in my body, especially sweeteners, that or prescribe anything for my patient or family that is not backed up by solid science. And so that's why I found what, in my opinion, is the healthiest sweetener.
And that is?
Well, it's called xylitol. Now, xylitol is becoming an increasingly popular sugar, and because it meets all my criteria. It's a sweet carbohydrate that naturally occurs in fruits and vegetables, especially plums and prunes. And our body naturally makes xylitol. So as a doctor, I figured if Dr. Mother Nature puts it in her foods, and our body makes it naturally, then it must be a healthy sugar, as opposed to these artificially made chemicals in a chemistry lab, which is interesting. I find history fascinating. Some of these chemicals were discovered quite by accident when a chemist was playing around and accidentally tasted a little bit of the brew, and it was sweet. That's how some of these artificial chemical sweeteners, which I just don't, they don't contribute to sweet health.
Yeah, indeed. And there's a lot of studies now that suggest that they trick the body, they trick the brain, and they may even disrupt the internal microbiome because they just don't act naturally on the bugs that inhabit our intestine and may, instead of preventing obesity, contribute to obesity. So xylitol is a sweetener. It's a natural sweetener. It's relatively slowly or poorly absorbed. It's not a big caloric boost to the system, so it seems to fit the bill. You talk a lot about biofilms in relationship to oral health and nasal health, the health of the respiratory tract. So how does that fit into the xylitol story?
Oh, yes, and I'm glad you mentioned the weight and waist control, too, because xylitol is a lower-calorie sugar, 40% lower than table sugar. So the words slow, steady, spikes, no spikes, and biofilm. In fact, our next book is on the microbiome. And the term biofilm simply means that all of our cavities, our oral cavity, our gut cavity, our respiratory cavities, they are lined with a film, a sort of thick little film. And that film has two major purposes. Number one, to trap bacteria that don't belong there. And secondly, to protect the precious lining. I call the gut lining the silver lining. And where xylitol shines, it's not sticky. Sticky is a very, when I'm explaining this to kids, I tell them the key to health is keeping the sticky stuff off of your silver linings. And I tell them the kids, now, if your teeth could talk to sugars, they would shout, don't stick to my teeth. And don't produce decay-causing acid. Because acids are what dissolve enamel. And what's interesting, chemists have a way of a very cute way of describing the effect of xylitol on bacteria, is they say xylitol gives oral bacteria indigestion. In other words, they can't digest it like they can other sugars. So when you take xylitol toothpaste or mints, I just finished sucking on a mint, a xylitol mint, right before our radio program here. But it doesn't, sugars in xylitol, they don't stick to the teeth, and the bacteria don't really like them, the bad bacteria anyway.
So, practical question, what xylitol care products do you use and recommend to your patients?
Well, I use the one, again, I'm going to show me the science. I use the one called X-Lear, X for xylitol. And X-Lear, you can get it at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, all natural product retailers nationwide. Kroger's, many of your chains, CVS. And it's a good website called X-L-E-A-R, xlear.com. And I just sort of, I call it my xylitol day. I start the day with xylitol toothpaste, then xylitol mouthwash oftentimes, xylitol mints, xylitol nasal spray when I got the stuffy nose. So it's really not only a nice feeling and tasting sugar, it's good for the gut and good for the oral cavity.
So this is a... Where's the science on this? Are there studies that suggest that populations who use a lot of xylitol have less dental decay? Is there substantiation for this idea?
Yes, actually, there are. There are quite a few studies, actually. Most of them done by dentists, and most of them done in Finland. And, in fact, the Finns were the ones who really put xylitol on the map. They first showed that people who use xylitol don't have a sticky biofilm that we call plaque. And another interesting study over there shows that mothers who chewed xylitol gum during their pregnancy had a lower level of the bad bacteria in their saliva. And this is fascinating. And even later on, their infants were less likely to develop cavities.
Yeah, because if you don't think that mom doesn't transmit her oral bacteria to her baby, forget about it, because there's a lot of contact after birth. You know, mom's kissing the baby and, you know, little slobbery kiss, and there is transfer. And if one of the ways to prevent the kid from getting cavities, paradoxically, is for mom to prevent herself from having the bacteria that caused cavities to transmit to her baby.
Absolutely correct. You know, the kissy face that moms love to give babies. In fact, it's one of my favorite studies, actually. It's called the SNOT, S-N-O-T study.
Wow. Scientists love those acronyms, don't they?
Sino nasal outcome test.
Wow.
And this was where this was from the University of California, Santa Barbara, and they found that a 10-day course of nasal irrigation with xylitol in people who suffer from chronic sinus infections did better than just using the old standard salt water irrigation nasal spray. So there really is a lot of good science supporting that xylitol is a very healthy sweetener.
Well, on that note, we generally divide our podcast into two parts. So let's pause briefly. And in part two, I want you to focus on what the subject that you've just introduced. We talked a little bit about dental health, and we talked about the benefits of xylitol for preventing plaque and periodontal disease. I think it's pretty well documented that xylitol works that way. And the product Clear and the Spry Dental Defense System, that's part of the Clear product lineup, exemplifies that principle. In part two, I want to talk a little bit about avoiding those pesky respiratory infections, keeping our kids off antibiotics, because we certainly want to do that. That we'll emphasize that point in part two. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our guest is Dr. William Sears, who is a very, very popular pediatrician and also has a wonderful website at AskDrSears.com. This is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.